This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United Arab Emirates launched tourist visas for Israeli citizens on Thursday, official media said. It's the latest move following the normalization of ties between the two countries. Abu Dhabi's foreign ministry announced the activation of tourist entry visas through airlines and travel and tourism offices. And it's for those holding Israeli passports, local media is reporting. The measure is a stopgap until a mutual visa waiver agreement is put in place, meaning Israelis visiting the UAE will be eligible for visas on arrival. The same will apply to Emiratis visiting the Jewish state. With their economies hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, the UAE and Israel are hoping for fast dividends from the U.S.-brokered normalization deal signed in September. They've already signed treaties on direct flights and visa-free travel, along with accords on investment protection, science, and technology. The UAE was only the third Arab country to normalize ties with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. Its move was quickly followed by Bahrain, and in October, Sudan also announced it would normalize relations with Israel. The agreements, which have been roundly condemned by the Palestinians, break with years of Arab League policy on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The consensus had been that there should be no relations with Israel until it makes peace with the Palestinians. Iran on Thursday surpassed 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections, the health ministry said, in the Middle East country hardest hit by the pandemic. The virus has claimed more than 49,300 lives in Iran, according to official figures, which even the health minister acknowledges fall short of the true number due to screening protocol issues.